So you think you're going to the north to spend a holiday, cause you're vaguely Scottish on your mother's side. And you heard of ancient glories, both renowned and sung in stories, Kilt and Haggis, Andy Stewart, and the Clyde. You go up the green lake, it's the gateway to the north, and the scenery will please your eyes, I'm sure. You take out your picnic basket, cause the car has blown a gasket in the middle of a place called Runnymore. Na na na. That was published for you by the REC, by design or by intention, or they just forgot to mention that the garage closes June at 3:30. So you towed behind a tractor tail, a corrugated shed that's surrounded by farm implements and carts, and you scratch your head and wonder why you ever bought a Honda. But in fact, descend to Tokyo for the farce. Na na na. And you get the boat to Mull, feeling like you had a night upon the tiles. You pay £3.4 a coffee with a tank of diesel oil. You're experiencing the swindle of the aisles, but your pulse begins to quicken at the thought of berry picking. So you take a trip to Gowrie for a spell. We some willies o' your mother's that she bought in Allybrowers, and a Gideon Bible pinched for your hotel. Na 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 na. So you're sitting picking grass, being stung to death by wasps. The midges and the clegs are making it free, and the bears have ate the berries and contracted dysentery, cause last week they sprayed the rock with DDT. So you're heading back to Birmingham, more waterlogged than tanned, but no sign of habitation can you see. When you thought you were in Berwick, you were actually in Lerwick. Cause some vandal changed the signpost at Dundee.